大学英语四六级考试听力高分有数。
Exercise 1. Number 1. The place I've heard so much about is Los Angeles. The climate is pretty good. Year-round swimming. How do you like it?
Well, the beaches are beautiful, but the people there are terribly annoyed by the dirty air. I mean, the combination of fog, smoke, and automobile exhaust. There is not enough wind to blow it away.
What does the man think of Los Angeles? Number 2. Tom's mother told me that he was in the hospital.
He left the hospital yesterday, and he'll go to school tomorrow.
Where is Tom now?
Number 3. Hello, may I speak to John Smith, please?
I'm sorry. Nobody by that name works here.
What do we learn from this conversation?
Exercise 2. Number 1. We plan to go to the beach after class. Want to come?
I'd love to, but Professor Johns wants to speak with me.
What will the woman probably do?
Number 2. Gary insists on buying food for the picnic.
That's pretty generous, but shouldn't we at least offer to share the expense?
What does the woman suggest they do?
Number 3. I'm having a problem getting the classes I want.
That's too bad, but I'm sure you'll be able to work everything out before the semester starts.
What does the man mean?
Exercise 3. Number 1. Do you feel better?
Yes, thanks. The doctor said I could go home at the end of this week.
Where is the woman now?
Number 2. I don't know what to wear today. Is it going to be warm or cold?
It looks like it's going to rain today. You'd better take your raincoat.
Where did this conversation most probably take place?
Exercise 4. Number 1. Miss, could you bring me a cake, please?
Certainly. But we have to wait until the captain has turned off the fasten seatbelt sign.
Where does this conversation most likely take place?
Exercise 5. Number 1. Fill it up with regular and check the oil, please.
Right away, miss.
Where did this conversation most probably take place? Number 2. Do you make connections with the Maple Avenue line?
Yes, ma'am. Pay your fare, and I'll give you a free transfer and call you before we get to Maple Avenue.
Where did this conversation most probably take place?
Number 3. Before turning the steering wheel, ease up on the gas pedal.
Should I put on the brake?
Where are the man and woman?
Exercise 6. Number 1. Shall I bring you your coffee now, or would you rather have it with your lunch?
I'd like to have it now, please.
Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Number two. Let's see. I'll take the mushroom soup and cream salad.
I'm not hungry. Just give me a cup of coffee.
Where is the conversation most probably taking place?
Exercise 7. Number 1. Can I open a checking account here?
Certainly. You can open a checking account with a $5 minimum deposit.
Where did this conversation probably take place?
Exercise 8. Number 1. What? 10 minutes ago you told me there were no rooms. You just gave one to that man.
You don't seem to understand, sir. That man had a reservation.
Where is this conversation most likely taking place? Exercise 9. Number 1. I'm sorry, but we haven't got any in stock. Could you come for it next week?
Yes, I can wait.
Where did this conversation take place? Exercise 10. Number 1. How would you like your 2 pounds of pork chops sliced?
Medium thin would be fine.
Where does this conversation most probably take place? Exercise 11. Number 1. Excuse me, I'd like to send some flowers to my friend.
Let's see. These fresh carnations are very fine.
Where does this conversation most likely take place? Exercise 12. Number 1. May I see the watch, please? I can't decide whether the watch or the ring is a better gift for my wife.
Perhaps you should let your wife decide, since it's for her.
Where did this conversation probably take place? Exercise 13. Number 1. Excuse me, I'm looking for the emergency room. I thought it was on the first floor.
It is. This is the basement. Take the elevator one flight up and turn left.
Where did this conversation most probably take place? Number 2. Linda, what brings you here?
I've had this cough for several weeks now, and I finally decided I'd better do something about it.
Where does this conversation probably take place? Exercise 14. Number 1. I have never understood how to use the card catalog, and I need this information today.
Why don't you pick up one of the guidebooks at the front desk? It will help you, I'm sure.
Where did this conversation most probably occur?
Number 2. I'd like to take these 3 out and return these.
Okay, but they are overdue. I'll have to charge you for 2 days.
Where did this conversation most likely take place?
Exercise 15. Number 1. I have to testify in that murder trial today.
That's a very serious charge against the boy. You may have to stay there all day.
Where is the woman going? Exercise 16. Number 1. 6 airmail stamps and 2 regular stamps, please.
Here you are. That will be $1.18.
Where did this conversation most probably take place? Exercise 17. Number 1. These tomatoes are huge. You must have watered them a lot.
Yes, I did. They ought to be ripe enough to pick by next Friday when we have our picnic.
Where did this conversation most probably take place? Number 2. These hogs look fine. Are you raising them for the market?
Not this year. With the cost of feed and the low profit, it does not seem worthwhile. I'll just slaughter them for my own consumption.
Where did this conversation probably occur?
Exercise 18. Number 1. Please buy 2 packs of cigarettes for me while you are at the store.
I'm not going to the store. I'm going to see Aunt Mary, but I will get them for you at the gas station.
Where will the woman stop on her way?
Number 2. I have traveled to Rome, Paris, London, and New York, but I prefer living in San Francisco.
Of course. That's where your home and your friends are.
Where does the woman live? Exercise 19.
Number 1. Are you Miss Brown from Australia?
Yes, and this is my friend Susan from New Zealand. I'll travel to the United States, and Susan will go home by way of the Philippines.
Where is Miss Brown from? Exercise 20. Number 1. Students always read poetry in the coffee house on the corner near the college. Would you like to go there with me?
I'd love to, thanks. That's where I've been wanting to go for a long time.
Where would the woman like to go?
Number 2. The music and flowers are lovely.
Yes, I hope the food is good.
Where did this conversation most probably take place?
Exercise 21. Number 1. I'd like to make 2 reservations on flight 651 for June 8th.
I'm sorry. We're booked up on the 8th. But we still have a few seats available on the 9th.
When does the man want to leave? Exercise 22. Number 1. How far do you live from the university, Miss Smith?
It takes about 15 minutes to drive from my house to the university. But during rush hour, it will take 5 minutes more.
How much time does it take if Miss Smith drives from the university to home during the rush hour?
Number 2. Where have you been? It's 9 o'clock now. The play started an hour ago.
I'm sorry. I got lost.
When did the play begin? Exercise 23. Number 1. Mary has been in the nightclub since 8 o'clock. What time is it now? I'm worried.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
How long has Mary been in the club?
Number 2. If we drive all night, we'll be there by noon.
Are you sure? It's 7:30 already.
How much longer must they drive?
Exercise 24. Number 1. Look, I'll do half the dishes if you'll do the other half. It's only fair, and we're already late.
I'm not quite ready, so you start in. If you can do them for 15 minutes, I'll be able to help you the last 15 minutes, and we'll be through.
How long a job would it be for one person to do the dishes alone? Number 2. It's 8:15 now. Give me 45 minutes to finish this letter and get dressed, and then we can go.
Okay. It doesn't start till 10. That gives us plenty of time.
How much time will they have to get there?
Number 3. I'd like to see the museum today. Can you tell me what time it opens?
Yes. It's open from 9 to 5, but there's an hour lunch break.
For how many hours is the museum open?
Exercise 25. Number 1. When does the next train leave?
You have just missed one by 5 minutes. Trains leave every 50 minutes, so you'll have to wait for a while.
How long does the woman have to wait for the next train?
Number 2. Mrs. Johnson, you must take these capsules every 4 hours without fail.
It's 2:00 now, and I just took my first one. I'll follow your instructions carefully so that I can get well soon.
When should the woman take her next pill?
Exercise 26. Number 1. I'd like to exchange this green tablecloth that I bought last week for the red one.
Let's see now. The red one is only $10.95 and the green one was $15.
Approximately how much money does the salesman owe the woman? Number 2. I had prepared dinner for 8 people before Mary called and said that she and her husband could not make it.
That's all right. I was just going to tell you I have invited Tom and his girlfriend.
How many people will be having dinner together? Number 3. Professor Clark said that the midterm exam would cover the first 15 lessons.
Really? I thought it would only include the first 12 lessons. Then I must spend the weekend going over the rest of the lessons.
How many lessons will a man have to review in the weekend?
Number 4. I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Smith tomorrow.
Sorry. Dr. Smith went on a 1-week vacation to Mexico, and on his way back, he'll be staying in California for 5 days. Let me see. He'll probably be back the day after tomorrow.
Where is Dr. Smith now?
Exercise 27. Number 1. Make 30 copies for me and 20 copies for Mr. Brown.
Certainly, sir, as soon as I make the final corrections on the original.
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Number 2. Hi, Jack. I just came back yesterday. Anything new while I was away?
Congratulations, Susan. It's been decided you'll be promoted to manager and become my immediate boss.
What is the most probable relationship between the two speakers at the moment? Number 3. Would you like to see a menu?
No, thank you. I already know what I want to order.
What is the relationship between the two speakers? Exercise 28. Number 1. How do you like your new job, Bill?
Fine. This week I have been reading the financial reports and studying the books. Next week I will probably start to handle some of the accounts.
What did the man do for a living? Number 2. Paul is so busy lately, I never have a chance to talk to him anymore. How is he doing?
He had a collection of verse published last year, and now he's trying to get a novel about the automobile industry accepted.
What does Paul do? Exercise 29. Number 1. Has your brother bought his books yet?
He bought a history book, but the Chinese, chemistry, and English textbooks were sold out.
Which book has the man's brother got?
Number 2. Excuse me, but I didn't hear clearly what you said. Did you say your teaching assistant would mark the exam papers?
No, I said that he would collect the papers. I'll grade them myself.
What did the woman say about the exam? Number 3. I thought I would see George here.
He was planning to come, but a moment ago, his wife called to say that he had to take his father to the hospital.
Who was ill?
Exercise 30. Number 1. What is the homework from Professor Smith? I missed the class this morning.
Finish reading chapters 5 and 6 and write an essay based on chapters 3 and 4. Remember, it's your turn to give a presentation next Monday.
What will the woman do in addition to the homework for the whole class?
Number 2. Excuse me, would you please tell me when the next flight to Los Angeles is?
Sure. The next direct flight to Los Angeles is 2 hours from now. But if you do not mind transferring at San Francisco, you can board now.
What do we learn from this conversation? Number 3. Have you been doing much of the reading?
It was fun to read, but what was hard was remembering all the characters' names.
What does the woman mean? Exercise 31. Number 1. Do you know where I can get a copy of that report?
How about the dean's office?
What does the woman mean? Number 2. I can't find the kind of jogging shoes I want anywhere in town.
Why not order them from a catalog? It's easier than running around town looking for them.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Exercise 32. Number 1. What does this word mean?
Don't you have a dictionary?
What does the woman mean?
Number 2. Do you know if this train stops at the Carlisle Street stop?
There is a route map over there by the door.
What does the man mean? Number 3. I can't figure out what's wrong with my watch. It was just a month ago that I had it repaired.
Don't waste your time and money anymore. It's a very old watch and is quite worn out.
What does the man mean?
Exercise 33. Number 1. You call Henry a dreamer, but I think he's got a lot of good ideas.
Good ideas are only useful if you make something out of them.
Why does the woman think that Henry is a dreamer? Number 2. What's the matter with Mary?
She becomes nervous whenever it comes to learning mathematics.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Number 3. Did you enjoy the performance last night, George?
I wish I had not gone to see it.
What does the man mean? Number 4. I thought you were picking David up at the airport.
How could I on a Tuesday night?
What does the man imply? Exercise 34. Number 1. Will you take biology next semester?
I've had enough science courses.
What does the man mean?
Number 2. Should I buy this new exercise record for Linda for her birthday?
She already has the cassette.
What does the woman mean? Number 3. The Students' English Club is having a party on Saturday night. Can you come?
I would like to, but I work at a restaurant on weekends.
Why can't the woman go to the party?
Number 4. Did you meet the teacher yesterday?
I've been sick for 3 days.
What does the man mean? Number 5. Are you going to join the chess club this year?
Chess eats up too much of my time.
What can be inferred about the man?
Exercise 35. Number 1. I understand that the extra physics course this semester is outstanding.
It used to be, but now Professor Paulison has retired.
What does the woman imply?
Number 2. How do you find your new apartment?
Well, it's quite nice, really. Although, I have a hard time getting used to such a big building.
What is the man's problem?
Exercise 36. Number 1. Do you like Mark?
He's the last person I want to see.
What does the woman mean?
Number 2. Would you like to go mountain climbing with us?
That is the last thing in the world I would ever want to do.
What does the man mean? Exercise 37. Number 1. It's a wonderful film, isn't it?
You can say that again.
What does the man mean?
Number 2. This is the longest assignment we've had all semester.
You're telling me. We'll be lucky if we can do half of it.
What does the woman say about the assignment?
Number 3. Isn't it wonderful that Sally won the scholarship?
You said it.
What does the man mean?